I feel like the obedience is getting a bit difficult for me, because I feel like we're not doing the right thing. Like, we're not living our life as martyrs. We're not standing
Oh, but you are. Oh. Let me share something that's counterintuitive to all of us. Ready? If you talk to religious sisters and religious brothers and priests, those who are under vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, more often than not, what they'll tell you is chastity is not the most difficult of the evangelical virtues. It's not the most difficult. It's difficult, but I would think personally that would be the most difficult because I'm a married man. So for me, that's like, wow, that's a real sacrifice. Okay. But more often than not, religious sisters and brothers and priests will tell you it's not that, it's obedience. That's the real difficult one. And for me, it sounds counterintuitive, but here's why it's not. Because that is the form of martyrdom that the Lord is asking you to undergo right now. That when a superior is unjust or capricious or tyrannical or petty or negligent, or you fill in the blank, you know, just pick the term that describes some deficient exercise of authority, your obedience in everything except sin, and, you know, none of us is compelled to be obedient if somebody's telling you to commit sin, obviously. But these are not incentives to commit sin. They're just not the way they should be. And who knows what the thinking is that any given cleric may have in his mind when he issues directives. And who knows? Only God knows. I don't know. So the best thing in situations like that, if you're seeking martyrdom, is there is the cross that Christ is asking you to carry right now. Here and now, that's the cross. And in your obedience, you cultivate the virtue of humility. And sometimes in the Christian life, it's easy to mistake our desire or our zeal for something good. We can think that that's what's really going on, but what's really actually going on is our pride has been bothered. Our pride has been disturbed, and by golly, we're going to fight for our rights because, you know how that goes? So you can kill two birds with one stone. You can cultivate humility, and you can also cultivate that virtue of a kind of holy obedience, a holy docility, even when a given superior is doing something that God may judge him for, but you'll grow in holiness. And great saints have undergone this. Great. I mean, take St. John of the Cross, for example. He was beaten, I mean, physically beaten by members of his community because he didn't like some of the things he was saying in terms of reforming their laxity of observing their rule in religious life. And he took it. He that's an injustice, clearly, but he did not run away. He did not, you know, he just took it. And you and I have far less to have to deal with compared to something that he did. But I think there's a lesson there for all of us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm glad I called you. So maybe not a letter writing moment, just an obedience moment.
I think so. I do think so. I mean, I'm like you, and probably most of us are like this, that we want to fix the problem. We're Americans, after all. By golly, we're going to fix this problem. You know, I'm gonna write a letter. I'm going to demand that this be done right. And so often in life, especially in the life of the church, it doesn't happen that way. And you have a negligent priest or a whatever bishop, and you learn to grow in holiness, and you are refined in that kind of fiery, difficult moment, and you become a better Christian. And your pride is not fed, and your humility is cultivated. And it's hard. It's really hard. But I think that's the path that the saints... And look at Jesus. Jesus was the meekest, most humble, and he was God. He could have done anything. I mean, like he told Pontius Pilate, I could send legions of angels to deal with this problem, but I'm not going to. So Jesus gives us this example of humility. In when obedience is required, it's difficult. We chafe. Our pride gets in the way, but it can be good for us. It is good for us to cultivate that kind of humility. I'm not trying to give you a sermon, Noelle. I'm really not. If anything, this is probably as much for me as it is for you.
No, very good. Thank you. This is why I asked for help, right? I can only see it one way. So, and I think it's important today that we all start looking in every direction.
I agree. Well, let's pray for each other. How about that? Let's pray for each other.
Yep, for sure.